Alright. So we gotta talk about it. We have to talk about what just happened last night.
Alright, so around midnight, right? That's when it happened, right? Because it originally got leaked. We already know it got leaked. They was like, fuck it, we'll just drop the bomb on them.
They dropped it at 10.
Oh, it was 10? Yeah. Because I fell asleep, and then I woke up, and everyone was like, Spider-Man. Yeah. I was like, whoa, what? Yeah,
I sensed that something was about to happen. I was like, waiting. I was like, damn. I wasn't paying attention to when it was going to drop, but I saw that, and I didn't think it was real, though.
Yeah.
Like, they said that it was going to drop, and then it did.
So I was lit, of course. That was awesome. But then it was like, everything that we just got in there, what were your initial thoughts, man? Initial thoughts to this Spider-Man trailer, man.
I was thrilled. I was super thrilled. To the point, like, I would say, like, I don't know, it was almost like some kind of adrenaline came through my head.
Yeah, I got goosebumps.
I was like, let's fucking go. I've been waiting for some Spider-Man shit for a while.
Yeah, because without the video game, it's like, damn, what have I been doing? It's like, I kind of want to just see where this next Tom Holland story goes. Right. And it's going to be a legacy Spider-Man film. The second Spider-Man 3 is going to be like a legacy Spider-Man film.
Because
like,
this is his third movie by himself, right?
Yeah, and it's also like...
But it's never really by himself.
Like the second Spider-Man 3 in a Spider-Man franchise.
Yeah.
So it's like a celebration movie of sorts.
Yeah, that movie's awesome. Because if they... You know what I think? Do you think that they're actually... Okay, let's talk about the trailer itself, though. So in the trailer, a lot of stuff happened, dude. There is so much stuff happening. First of all, he was swinging in the air with Mary Jane still. Remember that?
Yeah.
So, like, basically, he's probably going to be swinging. And then the news breaks.
Yeah, I feel like the movie's going to drop right
where he has to run away and go home.
It's definitely going to drop right where
it took place when they realized everybody's...
Yeah, so it's probably going to pick up, like, right when that ends.
Yeah, so he has to deal with that, so...
They're probably going to be like, yeah. Spider-Man has black woman.
Right. The man Spider-Man, he was just going around, honestly. And he was... I can't even remember exactly what...
So who are you... What villain are y'all most excited to see? I want to hear from both of y'all.
I would have to say the Green Goblin, honestly. But actually... I'm also really rooting for Doc Ock.
Really?
Like, Alfred Molina coming back as Doc Ock. I think that's sweet.
Yeah.
Doc Ock.
Yeah.
That's what you hype for.
Doc Ock and Sandman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really actually just really hyped for the Green Goblin because, like, he's only suited up once for real.
Yeah.
He was only in one movie.
Right.
And then it's like, bruh. I want to see this man again, bruh. And definitely, I'm going to probably have to say... I'm going to probably say I'm very hyped for... I want to see Jamie Foxx's Electro again. I feel like that's going to be sweet. Like, the graphics on that bitch is about to be hard as a bitch.
Yeah, did you see that scene? Like, he was, like, firing a lightning bolt, and then Sandman came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And stopped it.
And I also feel
Why do you think he stopped it, though?
I don't know. I don't know.
Just got in the way like an idiot? Or he's a helping Spider-Man.
He's
gonna hit him.
I feel Sandman. These aren't the only villains we're gonna see, though. I feel like, they're gonna be like the main six that they probably fight.
Right now there's only five.
Yeah, but I feel like we're also gonna see a couple more. I feel like
who's the last one you think is gonna come up?
I don't think it's Mysterio. I feel
he's
like
dead, right?
I mean, quote unquote.
I wouldn't say even him. I wouldn't even say Vulture, maybe.
I feel like it is. I don't know if it's
he's
either going to be
jail.
Vulture or Scorpion.
Scorpion's also in jail with him, apparently, right? So that can happen. Rhino is a person that could
be good.
Craven
is also someone I really want to see, bro.
And, like, I don't think we'll see Venom in this, of course. But I feel like we will get a nod to Venom, like, as one of the other Spider-Verses.
Mm-hmm. Has to be, like...
But I'm really looking forward to seeing Andrew Garfield.
I hope he comes back. If he comes back, then that means Toby is also coming back.
Well, they wouldn't bring Jamie Foxx back without him.
Yeah, that's true.
If we're being honest.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. That would just be weird.
Nah, there's no way. There's no way they couldn't just leave him out.
Because if you get Tobey Maguire or if you get William Dafoe, it's no way they're not bringing back Tobey Maguire. True. Like, I feel like, yeah, it's fun to speculate, but it's like, come on, man.
Okay.
We've seen those.
I just want to see them get to the finger pointing, bruh. I just want to see them do that one finger thing.
Yeah.
Where they all look at each other.
That you feel, yeah, you know they're going to do it.
It's going to be sweet. Or I hope they do something with that, though.
They have to.
I mean, basically, the movie's written. I mean, he has Doctor Strange try to fix it and erase everyone's, his identity from everyone's mind.
That was, like, something, like, I don't know if you know about, like, in Civil War when he did it.
Yeah.
And then Mephisto and all that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then, like, he took the marriage.
I don't think Mephisto is going to be in it, though.
I don't think. But I don't think that's going to be maybe actually Doctor Strange's own movie. Things.
Yeah. Doctor Strange is going to reveal a lot of things, honestly.
But, right, but, like, for
it's
this movie.
It's already called the Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, like, that's just going to be fire. Everything is about to be fire. Man,
fuck that shit up.
I feel like everything Strange. Heating up again, man.
Bruh. Yeah.
Yeah. We've been on a drought. MCU wise, just in general, besides the shows, like, you know, nothing really moving.
They haven't been dropping movies, honestly. They just started back up, honestly. Because Shang-Chi's about to drop, and then Black Widow dropped a long time ago, but it was this year.
Yeah, so, but this is going to be a Christmas release, so I'm lit for that.
Christmas, yeah. Christmas. And then. Alright, I'm gonna do. You know who, when he was fighting with Doctor Strange, do you think that he's gonna be like going through different dimensions, like, and blinking past them, like, really fast, like Rick and Morty style? You know what I'm talking about? How they switch, you know, scenes really quickly?
Yeah. That's how Doctor Strange movie was.
So the Doctor Strange movie was wild. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
that shit's gonna be sweet. Like, and then it's like we don't even know the full plot for real. We don't really even know any dialogue. That's a couple things, and it's like you know, a couple things that have already been confirmed. But it's like, you know, other than that, we don't really know shit. And that's what I like about this.
I'm interested to see what happens when he gets his suit.
At least 2 hours.
Two and a half would be.
At least 2.5 would be.
I hope it's two. 2.5 would be perfect. A lot. And it would be good, though.
But, like, yeah, but you got all them characters. You gotta have, like, a long ass movie.
Yeah.
It can't be, like, an hour.
How long was Endgame? 3 hours?
Yeah.
I don't think it's gonna be a full 3 hours, but I mean, it'll
probably. Endgame was long, though. Yeah.
And it didn't even feel long. Nah. So
it depends on how they can fit all these things inside it.
If they could do Endgame, they could do.
Because they did a lot in Endgame.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
that took a while to, like, progress, though. But it never really felt like it was a long time because it was just a lot of stuff happening.
Which is good. And it was the right stuff happening. Like, nothing felt dry. I feel like this movie is going to be the same. Like, I didn't feel any, like, dull moments in Endgame or Infinity War. Like, I was actually on, like, you know, I'll watch them. Like, those are movies you could watch anytime.
Yeah.
And it's like, it feels like only like 1 hour passed. Like, damn. So Spider-Man is definitely going to be the same. And I know he's going to have, like, a lot of more. I feel like since this is the trilogy, and I feel like
he's going to have more combat scenes, I hope.
Yeah, I feel like this is definitely going to be Tom Holland's best performance as Spider-Man.
Like, as many. He needs to just defeat people.
Yeah.
Like, really quickly.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like, and then, like, have him fight a bunch of people. I don't know. Like, it has to be cool. Because I think his capabilities, obviously, we know Spider-Man can take on more than, like, at least
one at a time.
Yeah.
10 people at once.
But these are, like, also, like, people, like, bruh, this Peter Parker has never had to deal with a William Dafoe Green Goblin.
No.
He's never had to deal with the intensity of enemies like that. I feel like.
I think that's with the range you got.
Yeah. And, like, just their attitudes are very cold-blooded. Like, they will. Like, they will do what they need to.
Right.
I feel like that universe was a lot more, like, grimy.
Yeah, that universe was definitely Yeah. They did a lot of more morbid things over there.
Man got impaled.
Bro. I mean, Green Goblin tried to kill Aunt May with a bomb, so that's already crazy.
He threw and then some he off a building. Off
yeah, like he would do stuff like that. He threw that bomb into the crowd, and then they turned into skeletons or something.
He disintegrated.
There was like four of them that just turned into skeletons.
So he's never had to deal with something like that.
He's vicious, and he's honestly a high threat. He's a high threat.
Yeah, but yeah, he's a menace to society.
Yes.
Like, see, the thing about Vulture, when he fought Vulture, Vulture definitely wasn't... He was still, like, a presence on the screen. Like, I feel like his suit was the best thing about Vulture, though, because they did a good job with that suit and making it look so OP. Because when he fought him, he was beating his ass with that suit on. Because that suit was... He just knew how to use it. And he's just a kid now in this, so he doesn't know how to fight yet. He never really fought anyone. But like Spider-Man knows stuff, like it's almost like
he just knows martial arts. But like definitely, I'm gonna tell you which fights I really want to see. I want to see Tom Holland versus Norman Osborn, definitely.
Yeah.
Tobey versus Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a rematch. Yeah. Definitely. I definitely want to see Andrew Garfield fight Doc Ock. Yeah.
That would be tough.
I feel like they are going to get like their own one-on-one. Yeah.
That's interesting though, because okay, say that it's going to be, you know, like close to Sinister Six. Maybe there's going to be six people. Then that means there has to be six people fighting back. So who do you think the team is going to be for the good side?
I just think it's going to be the three, bro.
It's
just
three of them. You know it's going to be some assist characters, though.
I don't think
so. I feel like Doctor Strange is going to help because he's there.
I think he's going to be busy, bro. So he has to count,
right?
I don't think he is, bro. He's going to
be busy holding like the magic and the power.
That's why he gave Peter the suit, bro. I think Peter is about to...
Oh, did he make that suit?
Yeah, I think so.
Damn, he's always getting custom made gifts, bro. In this
you
universe.
See when he's about to fight Doc Ock and the suit just like came on this nigga.
That Iron Spider suit versus the Doc Ock, bro. That's gonna be because they both have tentacles, bro.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That's about to be fine. Like they're like basically this is gonna be like the Spider-Man fans movie. This is gonna be fanboy out the movie. If
like
you're a Spider-Man
facts,
fan.
I remember the feeling that I had when I was watching like something like Endgame. I feel like that is about to come back to the theaters.
Yeah.
Like I think that is gonna probably convince more people to go out and experience like movies more now. Because hopefully movies get, you know, back in action. But you can always go.
Oh, definitely. I just hope it's like you don't necessarily have to have your vaccination card. You just wear a mask. I hope as many people can see this movie as possible. Like if they do or don't want to get the thing,
I would definitely just watch it.
Yeah, I just want. I hope it's not on Disney Plus either. Like I want to have that theater experience.
Yeah, I'm going to the theater for that one.
Like I really want to be there for that.
Yeah,
day one. Midnight.
It might just be on like.
I might buy my ticket tonight. I really might buy my ticket tonight.
Yeah.
I will pre-order that ticket.
Like, right.
Make sure my seat's good and everything, bro.
Bro, I think it would get sold out.
It would, bro.
Hell yeah.
Because Spider-Man is one of the most beloved characters in history. Period. Like, not even from Marvel, but like in general, like Spider-Man is very beloved. Like, there's a lot of people that like Spider-Man. Because there's no reason not to. Like, I would even say, like, his status is up there with, like, Batman.
Oh, definitely. I actually feel like he's a little over
maybe
Batman.
More, yeah. Yeah.
But then again, I feel like those are the two most popular superheroes, period.
Yeah, I would say Batman's very
Batman
popular
and Spider-Man. Because
well.
I like them a lot, both. But right. I feel like they are on that, like, they have that fan base.
Yeah,
if you anyone will go see anything with anything of them in it.
That's true.
Because it's Spider-Man and
big,
Batman.
There's big names that also come from, like, the comics and shit that
like
people just want to
I feel like,
see them
yeah,
too.
It would be Hulk.
Hulk, yeah.
Because everyone's going to come see the Hulk. I feel like
they need Hulk.
Yeah, they need... They haven't really been doing anything with the Hulk properties, and I've been disappointed.
I'm waiting
for,
like, the Fantastic Four, bruh. Like... Reed Richards, like
Bruce Banner,
can deal with the multiverse.
That would be fire.
Reed Richards already, like, exists in his own multiverse.
But what I do hope happens, I don't hope anything particularly gets reset in this MCU universe. Like, I hope they don't bring, like, a younger Tony Stark back or anything.
Oh,
like
yeah, that. I hope not.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of just want him to,
see, like, I want him to just be on his own now, even, you know, after having a mentor, and then now he's grown enough to be able to fight now.
But I also want them to, like, continue. Like, if they continue, like, if we get a Spider-Man 4, like Sam Raimi or Amazing Spider-Man 3. I think
he's always going to be in movies, bruh. Even if it's not Spider-Man, because he came in, like, what, 3 other movies that weren't his own.
No, like, I'm saying, right? like you know, like, all right, say for instance, all right, so if Tobey Maguire got his 4th movie.
Yeah.
Like, what if, I hope the multiverse of Spider-Man, like, the multiverse in general opens, like, up more. Just
letting people do stuff like that?
Yeah, like, telling their own, like, stories. Like, I mean, say, for instance, we could go back to the Ang Lee Hulk universe. Yeah. Like, yeah, the Ang Lee Hulk universe, like, tell what's that Hulk up to. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we do some shit like that.
Yeah, I think it's gonna open up as much as they can use, because it's like infinite
different dimensions.
Yeah,
manga verse. That should go crazy.
Yeah. And I hope we get more animated shit too.
True.
Because we're getting into the Spider Verse too. So it's like,
have you seen the what is it? Avengers Assembled.
Well, yeah, I've seen it. But you like Earth's Mightiest Heroes?
Earth's Mightiest Heroes. Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
That one is.
I kind of like that one.
That shit's very fire.
It's good. They were fighting pretty sweet. Yeah. And then Spider-Man's in it. It's Drake Bell.
Yeah.
It's lit.
I think,
yeah. You bring any of any, like, character, like, and it would take anyone to the movies. That's probably why people do a lot of, like, sequels and stuff, though.
Mm-hmm.
Or adaptions. Adaptations.
I want to see Ben Affleck's Daredevil in the multiverse.
Yes.
What if we get a Ben Affleck cameo in there?
Yeah,
as Matt Murdock and something's off, and it's like, that's not Matt Murdock, but it is Matt Murdock. That would be funny though,
because he fights sweet too, and he's also Batman.
Daredevil.
He was Daredevil, bruh. His Daredevil versus his Batman. I think his Daredevil was crazy though, bruh. But nah.
Yeah,
it's gonna be interesting, man. I don't know when the next thing is gonna come out. It's
probably,
but like,
not gonna be for
I'm
a
gonna
while,
probably man. Keep rewatching the trailer.
Watch,
and just
it's gonna be till
seeing
like,
things.
Probably get something around October.
Do you think they're gonna keep teasing more and more people who are in it? Because I actually don't want that to happen.
Man,
nah,
who else could they show?
I don't think they'll do. Yeah, I don't think they'll do that.
Yeah, they probably.
I feel
don't
like if anything,
need to keep
they'll
promotionals
have like
to something that can like
they'll have like
keep it at a teaser.
Yeah, I don't. I can't see anything else coming out right now. This is really all they needed. They built all that hype. Everyone just jizzed in their pants. Everyone's ready.
How did that even happen? So people pressured it to come out.
No,
because
it, like a leaked version
it?
Came out. Yeah, so they was like, "Fuck it."
That's dumb.
That shit's so crazy.
Why did that even leak? How did they even get that?
That dude
who got that?
The dude who did it, I heard he got fired from his job.
I mean,
there.
At Marvel?
Something like that. Or, that's what I heard.
Yeah, but he leaked that shit. I never watched that, though. I never watched that version. But I saw that it happened to it.
All in all, we're hype.
Multiverse is going to be madness. I mean, there is no other word to explain it.
Definitely.
Scarlet Witch is gonna come sometime in the, maybe in the Doctor Strange movie too. Loki has been in the multiverse. He's the one who's reached literally the big bad, the first one,
mm-hmm.
the first person to see him, bro.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that man Kang is ready to take over the world.
It's about to be a lot of crazy things.
Invasion of the
like,
Skrulls might happen too.
I think that's gonna happen in the series, right?
Secret Avengers.
I hope they go to like Battle World and
yes.
like do the Secret Wars
yes.
thing.
But they need a Doctor Doom, bruh.
I feel like
that's the problem. They need Doctor Doom, bruh.
If anything, I feel like Doctor Doom will be introduced before the Fantastic Four.
There were two people that played Doctor Doom right before.
Yeah.
I think the first person that played it was better, bruh.
His costume was pretty cool. Cool.
Doctor Doom is a character that is so sweet in the Marvel Universe. He's probably like the best villain. I mean, he's up there with it.
He's cool.
Yeah, he rules a lot.
Yeah, he gonna come, bro.
There's so much more shit to do.
Yeah, it's like, so this is gonna go on forever. Spider-Man.